Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and/or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors, before making any business decision. Thank you. MCA Back Office aims to help real estate wholesalers who have their 9-to-5 jobs, those who are busy with their businesses or family responsibilities, and even help students. MCA Back Office gives you leads, research comps, calculate offers for you. Basically, MCA be your back office. You can find them on Facebook. Just search MCA Back Office. Hello, everyone. This is Coach Jay with Small Business Stand Up. And I got one of my hosts on the call with us today, Miss Kay from Vibrant Profit Financial Services. What's going on, Miss Kay?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Coach Jay?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. It's a great day to be alive, like I always say.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it is great to be, you know, being in business, right? And to be able to flourish in business and be able to, you know, not just be in business, but actually be able to make some moves, man, to kind of see some, you know, the work, the fruits of your labor, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. So today we got a great guest here. We're trying to get him on for a little while here, even before he even knew we were trying to get him on. So I know some people that he know that he probably don't think I know, right? So, but yes. Okay, this gentleman here is an entrepreneur, CEO, owner of Price Capital Investment, another owner of Mayweather Boxing Fitness, CEO of Love City Church. I guess he lives in Orlando, California, and now Mr. Tariq Price. What's up, Mr. Tariq?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Welcome.
How everybody doing?
Man, doing great. Doing great, man. Really appreciate you taking the time, man, to get on this call with us, man.
No problem.
I was just speaking a moment ago about, you know, some of the things you're doing right now, that you're in the car right now, just finishing knocking some things out. You mind kind of tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now?
What we doing right now, man, we're in Central Florida right now. I'm actually with my business partner, Anthony Roberson, former NBA professional basketball player for 15 years. Yeah, he's right here.
What's up, man? I know him. You might remember me. Big time now. What's up, man? How you doing, brother? All right.
Doing good.
That's what's up.
So we're right. I forgot you from my hometown. So.
Yeah, man, come on, bro.
Yeah. Just forgot that fast. When you said you know Anthony, I said, that's right. Everybody. The living legend. Yeah. So we just left our, he's a business partner of mine. We just left one of our sites in Celebration, Florida. We're actually building a brand new Mayweather Boxing Fitness, fitness studio. It involves 45 minute to hour workouts, circuit training. So we're putting them up around Central Florida. We're actually doing about 10 of them right now. We got four going in the works, and our goal is to do 10 in Central Florida.
Oh man, that's huge. That's huge. Yes, we're doing
the money team. Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. Well, listen, man, yes, so sir. That's amazing right there, right? So let's do this. Let's take it back a little bit. Tell me a little bit about your upbringing.
Well, my upbringing was really strict, man. We come from nothing. I came from the dirt. I like to say the gutter. You know, my family, which, you know, you know that side of my family. My family, yeah, grew up as gangsters. I'm talking about original gangsters, street guys, street women. You know what I mean? And when I say street, All that, man. All that. I can actually shoot a movie. I can actually shoot a movie about my family, man. Yeah, but I came from, that's what I came from. My dad, you know, left the streets early, mid-70s, turned his life around, got a great job, you know, at General Motors. So my mom became, you know, a school teacher and working with kids all her life. And, you know, so the struggle was still there, but it ended because my dad was a hard worker. That's where I get my work ethic from. I get my work ethic from my dad. He worked 7 days a week, 16 hours. Matter of fact, he just retired September 1st for 53 years in General Motors. So I definitely got to give honor where honor is due on the work ethic. Everything else, my giving, you know, I'm a philanthropist. My giving and everything else come from my mom. So I had a great, great upbringing. You know, it was hard, but we also had a great upbringing at the same time.
Absolutely. Now, what part of Saginaw are you from?
We're from the east side originally. Then when my dad started doing better, you know, financially, we moved to Bridgeport, Michigan. And yes, it was on from there. So I went to a real diverse school. Yes. I definitely wanted to go to the high, you know, I wanted to go to Saginaw High, but my parents wanted me to be around diversity. And I believe the diversity helped me with business today because I know how to get along with anybody, you know. So the Bridgeport was a key to my successes that's going on right now in my life.
Man, listen, that's huge. That's huge because, you know, come from where we come from, because as you know, I'm from the east side as well. So on the east side, man, it was just chaos. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's all it was. Only time we kind of went to the Bridgeport side, man, we going over there steal bikes and things of that nature, just being honest. So I remember going to that McDonald's that was right there off of Dixie right there. And we standing there one day, and it was a lot of mixed kids and stuff coming out of high school. Right there, man. I was like, man, this is a whole nother world, man. So I understand. I understand.
Yes, sir.
So, Kay, if you got questions, jump in there, man. I'm very inquisitive, bro. So I'm asking 1,000 questions, though. So,
any questions, go ahead, man.
Yeah, okay. Of course, I'll let them. I really like the backstory, so I'm just listening and just taking it all in. So, but I definitely have a couple of questions, but I'll wait a little bit.
Okay.
So you moved from the east side, man, which is it's like a whole nother world. So you moved over here to Bridgeport. So I can imagine in Bridgeport, for those who never been to Bridgeport, Michigan, how do we explain that?
Kind of like Beverly Hills. It was a shocker. It was a shocker, bro. Like when we moved, because when we moved from the east side, you dealing with nothing but your own kind. You know, way they think, the way they dress, the way they talk, the way that, you know, just our culture. And that you know, but then you move to Bridgeport, it's like, okay, you know, they dress different. You know, they got polos. You know, I ain't got no polo. You know, it's just the way they dress, the way they talk, you know, the way, you know, that new culture. It was definitely a culture shock for me, you know, going in.
So how was that, man? You transitioning from like that? I mean, did you feel like you was no part of their world, or how did
well,
you?
Well, not really. The only thing I had going for me, you know, was my basketball skills. So I was always good at basketball. So I always stood out, you know. Gotcha. And I always been a people person, so I always stood out. I always been a jokester, a person that liked to laugh and to keep the party going. I always stood out. So I believe the gift that I can't deny it, but the gift that God gave me, it always caused me to stand out, to get along with people and excel in anything that I put my mind and my heart to do. So my gift really made me fit in with, you know, that culture. Absolutely. So basketball had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, that's that great equalizer, that basketball. Yeah. Right, if we don't care about your color, where you're from. If you can play, you can play.
If you can play, you can play.
What would you say was your first introduction to business?
My first, Well, I took a marketing and management class at Bridgeport High School. And then I also started taking like skilled trade classes in high school, middle school and high school. So I always took marketing and management. So that helped me out a lot. So that was my first introduction. So I did learn a little business in high school. And then I went to college to play basketball, Grand Rapids Community College. Then I had my daughter out of wedlock. Probably I was 18 years old. So the second semester dropped out of business school. I was going to get my business administration degree. And then after that, dropped out, got depressed, became homeless. And I can always remember, you know, my dad and my mother telling me, you know, use what you've been blessed with. And that was my hands. I will always look at my hands. And I always knew I had to work. I had to get up and work, get out of this depression and focus on something that I wanted to do, you know, in life. And that was, you know, now I knew basketball was over. I had to raise my daughter. So my daughter, my oldest daughter, her name is Deliana Price. I have four children by Sharice Price. My wife, actually, Tuesday, I'll be married 18 years.
18 years, man. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
So my oldest daughter is the one that really changed my life.
Wow.
She really changed my life. So,
how so, bro?
Looking at when she was born, I looked into her eyes and I always told her that I would take care of her. So I had to go get a job.
Yeah.
And ever since then, man, I work. I'm telling you, I went from retail to I just worked so hard till I climbed that corporate ladder, and I climbed it real well. And then I worked at prestigious places like Dow Chemical, AT&T. But Dow Chemical is where I learned a lot of business skills,
yeah.
As far as customer service, how to treat people. You know, I was around it. And then, you know, after that, of course, you read that I'm a pastor as well. So, that's business. That's people business 101 right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then on the entrepreneur side, I started writing books. Then I started doing life coaching. Then I started traveling the world, you know, preaching. Then I started traveling the world doing motivational speaking. And then, you know, my wife and I, we opened up our own childcare facility. It's been opened up 6 years now, and we're working on number two right now. And then, you know, I got the Winner's Way Financial company where I help with personal credit, business credit, and a whole nine. And I help out with funding and different things like that as well.
Yeah.
I have my own water. I don't know if you guys know that. It's called Charis Spring Water. I have my own shoe line. Have my own clothing line. Hey, I got so much going on, y'all.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But okay. So let's do this. Let's go back a little bit. Uh-huh. So when you was in Bridgeport, right? So while I'm learning. Let's just be real. I'm over here learning how to shoot dice on the third floor, right?
Yeah.
You learning business marketing?
You got Anthony shaking his head like, yo, you're right.
And we up there cutting hair and all kind of stuff up there. Yeah. Y'all learning business marketing out there, Bridgeport, man?
Yeah, we learning business marketing. We learning art. It was night and day, and I believe, you know, no disrespect, but my mother wanted better for us. And I'm not putting down my city. She just was trying to get us out.
You know, that's huge, man. That's huge. Let me ask you a question. This is very important, though. So, because I'm dealing with this myself, right? I've been dealing with this for a long time. How did when you left from the east side, right, and moved to Bridgeport, and you learned all these different things? How did the east side treat you after that when you come back? Was it still love, or was it looking at you as the outside?
Yeah, they was definitely looking, you know, as an outcast. But I knew how to adapt. It wasn't always like that. You know, I did have family members, you know, think that I was better than them. You know, now with the hustle, what they say, the Huxtables, you know. You know, we the Fresh Prince. So I still had, you know, my hood senses, as you would say, or my,
absolutely,
you know, I'm still from the hood, but you know, my parents just wanted us to have better.
Man, I love it. I love it. Go ahead, Miss Kay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a quick question. I accidentally got booted out, so this question probably doesn't apply to right now, and I'm really sorry about that. But I wanted to know, Mr. Price, what was your first entrepreneurial venture? I'm just really curious to know.
My first entrepreneur venture was writing my book in 2012. It was called Teach Me How to Prosper. And I was on, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the all-time great Ben Tankard. He's a jazz musician.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we were on a cruise ship together. That's like my big brother right there. And we were on a cruise ship together, and I was struggling, and at the time, you know, financially. And Ben Tankard, he started asking me these questions. He said, "Tariq, what you want to do?" And I told him, I said, "Hey, man, I want to write a book. I want to do motivational speaking." And he's like, "Let's hold there." He said, "Stop there." He said, "You want to write a book?" I said, "Yeah, I want to write a book." He said, "Well, I could teach you how to write a book in 48 hours. The book can be on your doorstep." I said, "What?" I said, I said, "Say that again." He said, "Man, I could teach you everything about how to write a book. And then once you finish writing it, the book could be on your doorstep in 48 hours. I said, "Wow." I said, and then he told me this. He said, "Tariq, I never seen a New York best-selling author with the book still on the inside of me, and on the inside of you." And that checked me. And I said, "What? Come again?" He said, "I never seen a New York best-selling author with the book still on the inside of them." I had to have him repeat it because it went over my head the first time. And I said, "I got it, Ben. Show me. Tell me how to do it. I'm going to write my first book." So I wrote my first book. And it went all over around the world. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, still to this day. Awesome. Matter of fact, Jay, I'll send you a few. You can give them to all the hosts and everything. And
this was self-published?
Man, self-published book. It went all around the world. And I made some serious cash, man.
Man, that's huge. Yeah,
serious cash. And then I started preaching. And well, you said the first one, so that's my first one. That's my first business venture. Yes, man.
Oh, that's amazing. Right. Yeah, I'm a smooth jazz fan, so I'm very familiar with Mr. Tankard, and I believe he's also a pastor too, right?
Yes, he's a pastor.
So he makes amazing music, and I always see him on the top of the jazz, smooth jazz top 20. So
yeah.
Great person. I also wanted to ask you, how important is prayer and faith in business?
Oh man, let's see. Glad you asked. It's extremely important to me. Even at our daycare, our child care facility, we make sure we open up a prayer. I pray about all ventures that I do, and I follow what's heavy on my heart because I know it's him leading me to do that next venture.
That is really, really good. Thank you for that. You know, now in the climate that we're in, you know, a lot of people are losing their businesses, or some people are watching other losing their businesses. And sometimes that kills the dream within other people. So before it can even flourish, you know, just like what Mr. Tankard said to you, you got to get that book out of you. And once you did, you know, God showed his favor to you and, you know, was able to spread your message, you know, across the world and to also encourage you to keep going in entrepreneurship. Right. So like, I really appreciate you sharing that. And I think it's going to be an encouraging word to our listeners who may be just starting in business, you know, they're using their money to fund things right now. You know, maybe they don't, you know, see massive growth right now. So I just think that you sharing your story with us will really inspire our listeners who may be, you know, maybe a little depressed or down, you know, because of what's going on in the world. I'm a person who's kind of a little, I'm very logical, but sometimes I'm a little pessimistic too. So I like to hear when people, you know, are in a place where, you know, maybe their business weren't going, you know, are not going well, you know, and someone can right. help show them the way. And then, you know, that person can help and inspire others.
Well, I always learned that anything that's great is worth waiting for. It's worth fighting for. So when you having hard times, and I say this to married couples all the time, being married is like running a business. And yes. It takes time. You know what I mean? It took me about 15 years to become a multimillionaire, to have millions in the bank, to be able to, you know, to be able to give the way that I give, to live the way I live, you know. But it took fight. It took people talking about you. It took people walking away from you. It took people lying on you. And you're gonna see yourself, you know, victorious if you just don't give up. What I tell married people all the time, you gotta fight for the relationship. If you want it, you gotta fight for it. And that's with anything. Yeah. So I'm gonna leave it's it at real. That.
No, but that's, you know what? That's actually one of my questions. I know you said you and your wife been married for 18 years now, right? Coming up on 18 yep. years. And I know yep. she's affected you personally. How did your wife, how has your wife influenced you or affected you in your business world?
Oh man, she's
how important
the brain.
Has she?
She's the brain.
You know what? I said the same thing, man. I said the same thing. Man.
Yes, you don't see her posting much. You see me posting. She's the brain. Hey, and I'm telling you the truth. I'm not saying it out of nothing. I'm the dreamer. I can get things going. I can network. I have favor with prominent people. I can bring everything to together. But when Cherie's getting involved, she runs it. She keeps it up. She makes it happen. She's the glue. Yes. She keeps it together. She's the glue.
Everybody out there who's looking to be an entrepreneur, man, get you a good woman on your team, man. It makes it a lot easier, man. And yeah. I agree. I absolutely agree. So with that being said, so what are some of your mistakes? What is your biggest mistake you have made in business?
In business? Mm-hmm. Hiring too fast. and let me explain that. Just because there's a void or a need don't mean you have to be in a rush to fulfill, you know, to fill that position. I'd rather, and this for somebody out there, I'd rather hire quality versus just fill the void. You know what I mean? I'd rather hire someone for who they really are.
Yeah.
And that's character. That's, you know what I mean?
Some people just putting people in the seat, right?
That's right.
And
that's right.
But you said you're supposed to be slow about hiring and fast about firing.
That's right.
How I look at it. Slow about hiring, fast about firing. It's not a good thing, man, to let somebody go, man. You know, even I don't care if the person, well, I guess it's different folk, but even if a person is there, man, he's doing something he shouldn't do, I have no joy in letting people go because I know that the paycheck that I'm paying somebody is feeding their family. You know what I'm saying? And so they're gonna have to deal with that, right? You know, to some extent. So it's better to put the right person in the seat first.
That's right.
And then go from there, man. Take your time.
Higher character.
Now, one more thing too. So
hey, well, hold on. Hey, let me say this last one. My next one. My next one though. Oh my goodness. You ready, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Coach Jay.
Yes,
ready?
Sir. Let's do it.
this here, man, I just had to learn over the years, man. I said people can be really people. People can be people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so this next one, man, is you said one of my mistakes that I've made in business. Getting advice from somebody that never constructed anything.
Okay, that's a drop the mic one right there. Drop the mic. All this stuff down. That is so true. That is so true. Jason, one of the other co-hosts is down on here right quick. He said, That's the quickest way to kill a big dream is to tell it to a small-minded person.
That is.
They don't get it. They don't understand. Right. You know, think about it. I can't remember the wall or whatever that it took them forever to build, but it took generations to do it. But it was somebody who thought of that first.
That's right.
And people followed that for generations and finally was able to build whatever they were trying to build. So, I agree, man. I definitely agree. That's huge, man. Listen, you know how many people, man, just think about it. How many people who are in the hood, right? Because that's where I'm from, right? Everybody in the hood, people in the hood. Some people in the hood got some great ideas, but because they're surrounded by people who are what they call dream killers, they never even try.
Wow.
They never even try. They allow these people to talk them out of doing something, and now they say, man, you know what? I can't do this. Before you know it, they didn't walk away and drunk themselves into a stupor and doing whatever they're doing, and before you know it, they're in the grave.
Yeah, the richest place on the planet is the graveyard, because there are people that die with dreams that they never got a chance to do.
Yeah. You know how many people told me I couldn't do what I was doing, man, before when I first I started off in the 18-wheeler, man. Closing real estate in the 18-wheeler. You know how many people shot me down, man? Robbie said, you can't do that, man. Family members, man. It happened. But I was determined. I was determined. I don't care what you think. I see it already. I just gotta wait till time, I guess you say, lapse to you. You gotta see the vision. Y'all don't see it yet. But give it a minute.
To you.
Give it a minute. Yeah, to me, it's already happening. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, so, right. It's already happening. Yeah, yeah.
Now you build it. Now you with Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You from the east side of Saginaw, man.
And not only that, we're financing, we're actually funding the, you know, future, all the franchisees that want funding, if they don't have the cash or the capital, they got to come through my financial, the Winner's Way Financial Services. So we're not only building them, but we're helping fund Mayweather Boxing Fitnesses gyms. I'm sorry.
So we're running that concurrent, right? So let's chop that up a little bit, right? Let's chop that up. So you not only, you know, working with one of the biggest names in sports, right? You're doing stuff in all over Florida. You guys just come from a meeting on doing something like that to this day. And not only if you run across a person you want to purchase it, you will loan them the money to actually turn around to buy it.
Yeah.
To fund it, license the name. And continue to do that until you guys run out of real estate.
Mayweather want to do 500.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's called generational wealth. If you've never heard of it before, that's what that's called.
And then asked about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
After Ben Tankard, it was Mace. Mace is a good friend of mine. You know, I travel
from
with
Harlem.
Him.
From Harlem?
Yeah, from Harlem. Yeah.
What up, man?
So that's another person that I learned a lot from. You know, you just got to give honor. You know, you're on your journey. You got, you know, prominent people that poured into you along the way to help you get where you are. You know, you got to give those shout outs, you know?
Mr. Price, I wanted to ask you, how did you end up making those connections to those advisors who helped you to grow along the way? You know, now with the pandemic, not a lot of people can meet, you know, and there's vaccine requirements and all that good stuff. So, or maybe not good stuff, but do you have any recommendations for like new entrepreneurs, like how now we can connect to other people, you know, now that we're using the internet or we're using Zoom or we're using social media, you know, to find, you know, advisors or helpers to help a small business owner?
Well, if you're talking about my advisors, more like mentors that I mentioned, those came from, you know, pre-COVID. Up until now, you just gotta be seen, and you gotta be seen in order to be considered. So a lot right now, yes, you can join, you know, virtual networking groups. You can join my mentorship. I have a mentorship group. I have a certain following. But yeah, I will say anybody, you know, pull close to those who got the fruit that you want to see. And now, you know, I got the books, I got the financial service, I got the, you know, I got the, yeah. I got the Mayweathers, I got the childcare. The childcare center is my wife's baby. She loves kids, you know, so I made sure, you know, I put her through school to do it. And, you know, along your way, it's just, it comes with prayer and fasting, again, being where you need to be at the right time.
Yeah. For the most part, no, you have to go and get opportunity. You
got to go get it. Faith without
and
work.
You got to be prepared when you catch it. Or if you bump into it, you have to be prepared for it. Simple as that. You, all of us right now know in your city, wherever you live at right now, everybody know in their city where the people who the Shakers and Movers are and where they be at. Or you know what the different events that they attend. Get at those events because you never know. You may be getting the crumbs off their table that can change your life. Right? Same thing with golf, right? Say with golf. You know the people that's on the golf course is making moves. They're making deals. Why not get your membership to this golf club, this golf course, or whatever the case is, and be around those people? You never know. You never know.
I was with Anthony Robertson last weekend at a celebrity golf event here in Florida. And I don't know how to golf, but I said, you know what? After this event, I'm about to take less.
Hey man, you sound like I just told my wife this other day. I gotta take me some lessons in golf, bro.
Yeah, gotta take
learn
me some
together, bro. Yeah, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Listen, man, you gotta be willing to challenge yourself. You gotta be willing to get in those doors where people are shaking and moving. And one thing I've learned about business, right? And people who are successful like to be around people who are successful too. And right. They drop gems. They're not stingy with the information. They'll tell you, man, especially if they see you working hard. The first thing they'll tell you, man, you look like, you remind me of me. And put you on their wing and give you some of the game.
That's
but
right.
You just got to be willing to, you got to be willing to go get it. You know, I use this
you
analogy,
know what?
Right? If you're in your car, right, and you driving down the street, you run out of gas. And if you're sitting on the side of the road in your car, everybody's going to pass you by. But if you get out that car and begin to start pushing your car, people going to pull behind you and help you push your car. You got to be pushing your car.
You got to be
pushing
your car.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be pushing your car. And then people will help you, man.
They will.
You know?
Yeah.
They will.
They will. They will.
Man,
people will help.
I also want to ask Mr. Price, do you have a tax and accounting team? And if you do, can you talk about, you know, how they've helped your business?
Oh, man, you got to do things right, man. You got to do it. You know, man, when you grow your business, man, get you a certified CPA, you know, and keep records, you know, keep record. We have to do things right because even pandemic, this was a time where you could get on if you had to work together.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You have to have your paperwork. You got to get
first time in history that I know of anyway.
That the government was willing to lower some standards to actually offer funding to small businesses.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So that has helped me along and for to get funding. And yeah, I got to say this, and for the reality or the Caucasian people, for them, you know, most, just to be honest, majority of them are in power. So for them to even want to partner with me to help my folks, I was able to partner with banks that can help our people, you know. Yeah. So, my people, you must do it the right way. You must do it the right way. You said, you got to be in position. You want to be in position because there's rents out there, there's funds here, there's giving away millions of dollars. So, you start a brand new business or continue your business and put capital in. Our people have tax people on their team, so you know that can document the information right, So when they're doing the information right, they filing right, you can be right and you can be in position to get all these grants and get all these millions of dollars that's available to us out here.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the reasons that inspired me to take my tax and accounting skills and to make my own financial services firm, because I do want to help, you know, a lot of African-American people who are starting up, you know, in business. But it's like, it's so hard to say, you know, to some people like, hey, you have to have your bookkeeping in order. You have to get your EIN, you know, you have to get your LLC. And a lot of our people, they just don't know. Or, you know, or if something happened to their dream, they just kind of drop off the face of the earth. And I'm just like, hey, right, you can't start just making money and then just stop. Like, it just doesn't work that way. You have to close your business down in the correct way so that the IRS doesn't come after you. So I'm really glad that you brought up all of those points, because it's really important. And I know a lot of people don't like finance or don't understand finance or taxes, but it's so important when, you know, you are a business owner starting out, even if you just made $1,000 for the year, you know, right, you definitely want someone on your team to advise you, you know, to move you in the right direction. Can't depend on Professor Google to teach you everything.
Right. You're so right, man.
So, and that's Miss Kay. Yeah, Miss Kay is the owner of Vibrant Profit Financial Solution. Definitely know what she's talking about.
Yeah, we gotta talk. I wanna be able to. Yeah, we gonna connect.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna follow you on social media. I'm so busy today. I've been studying because I want to become an enrolled agent. So you got to put in a lot of hours of studying, which is basically a tax professional. So like you would have the same representation rights or the same rights as a CPA or an attorney. So I'm really deep into studying. And I noticed when I went on your social media today to learn a little more about you, I noticed that you have your own shoe brand, which I thought, well, that is really smart.
You heard that, so you got water too. It's H2O. No, you said you got H2O as well. You got water in. Yeah, what are his shoes over there?
I was gonna ease my way in there. I didn't want to tell everything I learned about
my life. Right, no. And that opportunity came once again from being with Mace, you know, and you know, being at the right place at the right time. We were actually in Manhattan at the Tribeca Film Festival, and he had a show, and I was, you know, operating at that time as kind of like his assistant, you know, handling things. And I ran into the same people that made Sean.
Then I ran into the guy
that made the shoes. So, you know, I got that contact while I was working. And I always had a dream to have my own clothing line and my own shoes. So now I got my own brand called Behave. Just keep reminding people to behave. You know, you don't have to be judgmental, but just when they wear your stuff, it's going to be, I don't care where they wear it, it's just going to be a reminder to behave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
But yeah, I'm going to show you that. Go ahead.
Oh, I just know that, you know, e-commerce is an extremely competitive place. So, you know, I seen that he has Mr. Price has his own clothing line and shoes and stuff. So I wanted to ask, you know, about how did that get started? And, you know, with the, I think I kind of answered my own question, like with the marketing and things like that, did you find that it was hard to market your products, or did you find it easy, or how?
I did, being in Saginaw, which is a small city, the dreams that I'm living right now, I'm truly living my dreams right now. You know, I live in Michigan. I still have my property there. I have my property here in Florida. This is a dream come true. You know, I got all my cars. I got everything, especially my wife and my kids. That comes first. That was my ultimate dream. But to answer your question, I had to throw out that to get to this place to answer your question. being from Saginaw, what I'm doing now, it couldn't fit there. If you understand what I'm saying.
Man.
I know exactly what you're saying, bro. It's slow. It's slow. It's small minds. And even the things that I want to do, it won't fit there because they're not ready. You have to be in a place where, and I'm not putting down my city because my city made me. It made me tough. It made me who I am right now.
I'm a product of that city. And I understand exactly what you're saying, man. And like you say, not putting it down or anything like that, man, but a person in that area pushing, let's just keep it real. A Rolls Royce, BMW, you'll stick out like a sore thumb, bro. You'll be a target. Just keep it real, man. You know, but at the same time, man, you know, I think my thing is, you know, I wanted to do it this year, but, you know, because of the COVID, you couldn't really do it. But next year, man, I got a big idea for my hometown. You know what I'm saying? Trying to bring them some things there, man, do some different things, man. Absolutely.
And I'll run it down to you
when I got in my mind.
Yeah, and if you follow me close, you'll see that we give away cars. We do gas giveaways. I mean, we hit big time news doing it, like in that city. Like, but I can't be around a certain people until I'm 60 years old for them to get it. Nah. I'm 39. You know, I want to retire when I'm 40, and I'm almost there. You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal. And when I say retire, I don't mean I'm going to sit down and be lazy. It's just like, all right, that's it, you know, but I'm still going to have my board meeting, my meetings and things. But, you know, ultimately, you know, to answer that question, you know, that's what it is right there.
Man, I love it. I love it, man. And Mike Brown, man, the realtor there, man, a great realtor. Man, him and you know, quite a few things, you know, as far as the real estate is concerned, inside and all, man, he want to plug me in with you.
That's right. That's my first cousin, man. So he knows the real deal.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy, man. Listen, man, every time I see you, man. Matter of fact, me and my wife was sitting here, was it yesterday? And we seen you and your wife dancing.
On
social media, man. So this was crazy. You know, I don't even know if you know how that affected me, right? So my wife been telling me for a minute, right? She wanna do ballroom dance, right? So not ballroom, but East Coast swing out there. So we went on and printed it out, you know what I'm saying? I said, let me call these people tomorrow so we get this going, you know what I'm saying? So you inspire people that you don't even know it, man. So you and your wife, man, y'all be a couple, man.
Thank you, man. And just being transparent and letting people know, giving them that hope, like you can make it in marriage, you can make it in business, you can make it in whatever.
Absolutely. And I know you still driving on in, man. You know, long day of work, got to get with the family and the whole nine, man. So I got a couple of questions for you.
Go ahead.
So if you could speak to the 21-year-old you, what would you tell yourself?
The 21-year-old you.
Go back and say, hey, man, to me. What would you say to yourself, brother?
I was doing all right at 21. I got married at 20.
But you still have a lot to learn. What would you say to yourself?
I would say 21, I wasn't even thinking about business, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Yeah, 21. What would I tell my 21-year-old self? That's hard, Jay. Why you throw that out there?
I can tell you what I tell myself, and then maybe you get an idea. I would tell myself, man, listen, everything that you're thinking about right now is real. You can do it. You know what I'm saying? The idea that you have right now, you can do it. The you know, the people that you're around with right now, or the things that they're doing, you're gonna be able to maneuver around that and not even get caught up in none of that.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you're doing what's right, read more books, apply what you're learning.
But 21, I was so gung ho over Sharice, man. I was so doggone. She's not even around, but I was so doggone happy. You hear me? Hey, look, I had a good job. man, we got married at 20. I was in La La Land, so you would have had to say like 18, 19 for me. Because like, I started young, well, Jay, you know what I mean?
Well, let's do 18 then. Let's do 18. What now, you do? You talking 18 year old you.
At 18, I was homeless. You know what I'm saying? So get around people that I want you to that want to see you win. You know, I would tell him, you know, you can do it. You have greatness on the inside. That was the point. You know, I believe in you. You know, you can do it. Don't give up. You know, your future is bright. You know, that's what I would have to tell my 18-year-old self.
Man, wow. So to everybody out there, man, who are inspired entrepreneur, who have the dream to do some greater than the spot you're standing in right now, it is possible. It is possible. You know, one of the two or three things I just received from you was get around people who are shakers and movers.
That's
right. Get out of your comfort zone. You know, a lot of people who are around you don't understand you a lot of times, especially when you're an entrepreneur, because you're weird. Right?
You're weird, man.
You think about you can create something out of nothing. You're weird, right? So you get around people where you're not weird.
Right.
You know? So it's huge, man. It's huge. And like Ms. K talked about, you know, getting you a great man who's in the financial, who deals with the taxes and things of that nature, that's huge as well. Very important. And she just said something a minute ago that I didn't think about it too, man, because it's a lot of people who started businesses and, you know, got the EIN numbers and all that good stuff, but then never did anything with it. You allow yourself to remain open for the IRS to come talk to you. So, right. So you got to be careful with that. So, Kay, I heard everything you just said, bro. That's easy.
So, I met a barber who's been cutting hair for 20 plus years and still don't have his EIN, so I'm helping him out right now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Help him with
that. You see what I'm saying? We got to educate people.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of segues into what I was going to talk about, Coach Jay, about what happens when you fail to fail to file your taxes. So it's kind of like a little
segue. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. We forgot the segment here. So it's called Kay's Tax Tips.
I will make this very quick because I definitely want to hear more of what Mr. Price has to say. So I'll make this very, very, very quick. So if you are an example of what Mr. Price just told us about, that he is helping someone who is a small business entrepreneur. And, you know, he doesn't necessarily have all of his documents together, like his EIN number, or maybe he hasn't filed for his LLC, but he's been earning income, you know, as a barber. Is that correct, Mr. Price, as a barber?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, about 20 years.
So what you could definitely do is, if you do find yourself in that situation, that you do have a skill, you know, that you now need to turn into a business, one of the first things that you want to do is to contact a tax professional or an accountant. It doesn't necessarily have to be a CPA. You just want to make sure that you have a person who understands business and taxes. Yeah. You definitely want to get their advice and then, you know, kind of do your own research too. So, you know, if the tax professional gives you advice to say, hey, you know, you're making this much money, you know, instead of maybe a LLC, maybe you need to be an S corp, because sometimes when you make certain amounts of money, it's more tax beneficial to go ahead and take yourself to a different entity besides LLC, because LLC is the most common because it's the most easily understood. But it does not always necessarily give you the tax breaks that you may be looking for after you have earned a certain amount of money. For me, whenever I advise my clients about getting their basically their documents together, making them legal in business, you definitely want to look at how much you're making. If you don't know how much you're making, you definitely want to take Mr. Price's advice that he gave us earlier, hire a bookkeeper. Most of the times you can find a bookkeeper, you know, who will work with you and work within your budget. You just have to say so. A lot of times, entrepreneurs, they want to hire, you know, an accountant or a tax professional, but maybe feel like they can't afford that person. But sometimes if you just, I hate to say this, but push a little pride aside and say, hey, I'm just starting out in business. I really want to get things right. Can you work with me? Sometimes the tax professional or the accountant or the CPA may work with you. You know, if they don't, you just move on because you know that that's not the person that you want to work with. A lot of times in business, and then it kind of goes back to what Mr. Price had said earlier. Sometimes you want to be, you want to vet people, you know, to help you in your taxes and accounting. You don't always want to take the first person that you find, you know, have that courage and that patience to shop around and to find the right tax professional for you. But anyway, so I'm going to go back to.
Or just hire Ms. J.
Hire me.
Absolutely.
I understand. Absolutely. You. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, sometimes I might not be the best fit for somebody, you know?
Right.
It just kind of it just kind of all depends. Just going back to that. So if you do find yourself in that situation where you haven't filed taxes, you want to go ahead and get with a tax professional. You want to go ahead and try to retain all the records that you can of all the payments. And again, as I said in another episode, if you're using Cash App and you're using Venmo for people to pay you, you have to stop that because you need to have real financial records, meaning having your income coming into the bank account, your business bank account, coming out of the business bank account, okay? Yeah. So you just want to go ahead and just start getting your ducks in a row. And again, if you need help with that, just reach out to an accountant or a tax professional. And like I said, if you feel like you can't afford them, please talk to them. Because most of the time, if they really, truly are in the business to help you, they will find a way to help you. Help you to get those things filed, okay? So I hope that this tax
And make sure that you don't run your business through your personal account. Open up a business account.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that became tax tip.
Yes. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this, but President Biden is proposing a new tax change where he wants the financial institutions to start reporting all transactions that are going through your business bank account and your personal bank account so that the IRS can actually find funds that are not being filed on your tax return. So it's very, very important that before 2022 or 2023, you get your stuff together. Now is the time, guys. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Now is the time. If you're mixing funds, you don't really know about business, you know, you can hit up Mr. Tariq. He said he has a mentoring program. You can hit up a tax professional, accountant. Please, guys, like get somebody in your corner because the government has given out all this money and they have to recoup it somehow. And I think
that's
how they're going to recoup it. So, yeah, let's do this, guys. Let's get our year 2022 together if you don't have it together. Okay, that's it.
That's dope. All right, so what's your final thoughts? Any final thoughts for you, Ms. K? And then we'll go to Tariq and then I'll go last.
If I can be truly transparent, I have been really praying about my business and things like that. And you have really touched me from Phoenix, Arizona. Like you have touched me. And I just thank you so much and for sharing your story. And may God bless you. You and your wife, I would love to have to talk to her or to have her on the podcast, you know.
Okay.
But the other side of the game. We need to hear the other side, Tariq.
I don't know if that's ever happened, but I'm going to shoot my shot, you know, like Coach Jay teaches me to do every week. Yes, your words have truly inspired me, sir. God bless you. God bless you and your family. And I'm out.
Okay, I tell you what, we'll let Tariq go last, man. Hey, I knew this was gonna be a good one here. And I'm every person that comes on here so far, man, to be honest, has been from my hometown, and I'm really trying to highlight that, right? Because all when I call back home, I'm hearing death and destruction. Let's keep it real. From the young people to the older people, penitentiary is like no big deal, right? It's like a rite of passage for a lot of my cats where I come from. So to hear somebody that's from that area, man, who's doing some great things, man, not just the financial, we put that to the side, but out actually loving your wife in public.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You out here loving your wife in public, man. I can do nothing, man, but I got to give it to you. I got to give it up to you, man. Right? I got to give it up to you, man. So, if you lose everything tomorrow, man, you have the love for your wife, man, your kids, man, and you're trying to help people too, go kill it, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And, we're going to see you at the top, man. We're going to see you at the top, man.
And thank you so much, man.
No problem. No way to take us home, Tariq.
Oh, man. Y'all got me in tears almost, man.
This has been an amazing show.
Thank you guys so much, man.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I just want to say to each and every one of you guys, just keep winning. So I just want to say to each and every one of you guys, keep your head up. Keep looking straight ahead. You got to put blinders on like the horses at the horse race.
Absolutely, man.
And that's all I got.
Dope interview, man. Hey, that's it, man. So hope everybody that's out there who listens to this, man, understand, man, to go out and support everybody that's on this podcast, man. From Miss Kay to Tariq as well, man. Support us, man, and then we support you back, man. That's how this thing's supposed to go. So everybody out there who listens to this thing, man, take heed of what you're hearing, man. Don't listen to this thing and put your head in the sand. Do the basic stuff, man. Do the things that people think, or broke people think that is crazy. Do that. Right? Do the opposite of what they're telling you to do. And hopefully, man, one of these days, man, we all sitting up at one of these big beaches and one of these crazy countries, or whatever the case, or beautiful countries, sipping mahi-mahi, man, living a life, man. And at the same time, paying it forward to people who are less fortunate than us. Because that's the most important thing, is, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I rock with everybody on this call and people who are not on this call. And hold on. And Mr. Jason, I got to give him his love, man. Mr. Jason, we missed him today. But, man, you'd love to hear him talk, man. He blows away every week, man.
I can't wait to meet him.
Absolutely, man. Hey, say hi to your wife, man. And everybody, man, that you know, that knows me, that don't know me, tell them say hi. I'm going to look forward to getting them on the show one day.
And I'm yes, sir. I got you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode.
Are you a homeowner looking to sell your home? Are you about to be transferred or promoted? Or have you recently been laid off? Have you fallen behind on your house payments? New Way Investment Group may buy your house on the spot. We're not realtors, and we're not associated with any real estate agency. New Way buys houses, and we can buy yours immediately. For more details, call 972-220-8104. You can learn how easily you can have your house sold in as little as 24 hours, how your mortgage payments, even back payments, can be taken care of completely, starting immediately. How you can sell even if you have no equity in your home. Why you never have to become a landlord to get the money out of your property. Why you never have to pay a commission to sell your home, because New Way Investment Group never charges a commission. New Way buys houses, and New Way has a program to buy your house too. Call for a free consultation, 972-220-8104. There's no obligation, and your information is kept confidential. Call now. 972-220-8104.